Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome to the camp house here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, and thank you so much for joining us. Really do appreciate that. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by a product called Calming Care. It's a probiotic for your dog, but it's especially made for the overactive dog, the overbarker, overjumper. Calming Care, very gently over time, calms the overactive dog. And if you'll come see me at bbkoradio.com, I'll save you $5 on your next order of Calming Care from Purina. Hey, the old camp house is full of folks today. Well, that would be breaking the social distancing rules, wouldn't it? The Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line, phone line, is busy today. Let's put it that way. We're going to visit with Larry Wysoon down in the Texas Hill Country. Hey, he's supposed to be trotting around the globe taping DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon TV for next year right now. How's he doing that with this travel restriction? And what about FLW? They carry out more bass tournaments from high school to pro level every year than any other organization on the planet by far. Hundreds and hundreds of tournaments. It must be a real headache trying to take these tournaments every week, find a new place for them, set them up, put the logistics together, cross your fingers and hope that it actually happens on that rescheduled date. We'll talk to Kathy Fennell about that. She is the Executive Vice President and General Manager of FLW. Conservation groups like the Mule Deer Foundation, they depend on banquets to raise the money to carry out the mission. COVID-19 has canceled a lot of their banquets at the Mule Deer Foundation. So they're thinking outside the box. Instead of live in-person auctions, it's all online. Miles Moretti joins us from the Mule Deer Foundation a little later. And a little good news. Americans now have, thanks to the Trump administration and Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, more than 2.3 million acres to go and play. 97 national wildlife refuges, 9 national fish hatcheries. These have all been opened up to we the people. This is something that Corey Mason and Dallas Safari Club has pressed and pushed to get passed for the people. And it's a done deal. We'll talk to Corey about it. Hey, make yourself at home. Relax and take your mind off of the troubles of this old world for a little while. Get outside with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Hey, it's impossible right now to bring anglers together from all over the United States for a bass tournament, so the college kids put a little something together online. The Association of Collegiate Anglers, over the span of 6 days, fished public lakes, streams, rivers, and private ponds from upstate New York to the Delta in California in search of the longest bass that they could catch. About 100 fish were submitted in total, with dozens of fish measuring over 20 inches. But in the end, it was Cole Sands of Bryan College that won the online-only tournament with a largemouth bass that measured 24.6 inches long. He was throwing a giant swim bait, Lake Chickamauga, Tennessee. Congratulations, Cole. That is getting her done. More cancellations. King Cat. Catfish tournaments, they're hoping to crank things back up for their spring schedule on Carlisle Lake, Illinois on May 13th. Playing it by ear, though. Same story with Crappie USA events, hoping to resume May 30th, Carlisle Lake, Illinois. Boy, this is great news, and the folks in Missouri are sure excited. They should be. The Missouri Department of Conservation has announced that it will offer Missourians the state's first elk hunting season in modern history this fall. The Missouri Conservation Commission approved the issuance of 5 permits for hunting bull elk only in the 2020 season. 4 general permits will be for the public. 1 permit will be reserved for qualified area landowners. Missouri's first pending elk hunt comes after years of restoration efforts of the once native species by MDC and numerous partners. There'll be a 9-day archery portion, October 17 through 25, and a 9-day firearms portion, December 12 through 20. The 5 permits will be valid for both portions. All permits will be assigned through a random lottery drawing for Missouri residents only. If you win a permit, shoot straight. There's a 10-year sit-out period before you can enter the draw again. It was unregulated hunting in the 1800s that took Missouri's native elk herd away. It's dollars from this generation of hunters today that's brought the elk back. Fortiflora is America's number one canine probiotic. That's according to our veterinarians. Fortiflora. If you own a dog, you really need to keep Fortiflora handy. Keep it in the fridge. Because all of our dogs suffer from GI upset from time to time. There's a $5 off coupon waiting for you at bbkoradio.com. Hey, I'm going to grab a fresh cup of coffee and I'll meet you right back here. We're going to visit with Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon.
Hey everybody, this is Casey Ashley, Bassmaster Classic Champion. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it, with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Kinder, how'd you get in my boat?
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
You've never seen a more complete archery and event center than Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's world class. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
We offer a chance for archers to come and shoot indoors. We have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You can shoot 40 yards in here. We have a conference room upstairs. We have several companies that come here and do their monthly meetings. Business network meetings. We have the facilities for that. We also have a full kitchen. We can cater lunch for you. We do a lot of different team building events for corporate outings. When you're out on the golf course in a corporate outing, you're spending time with 3 other people for 4.5 hours. We're here. A company comes out and they've got 30 or 40 employees. They're all able to hang out together and just relax and have a good time. It's our job to make sure that that happens.
A fresh new approach to corporate outings. And your kids have never had this much fun at a birthday party. Learn a lot more when you come visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features 2 fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, M-A-N-U-F. com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Been dropped off in a remote wilderness where the bears outnumber people 10 to 1, and the mosquitoes have been known to carry off full-grown moose. Lucky, join us in camp and tell us about it at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
I'm so proud year after year to be a Dallas Safari Club member because of the good work and the faithful stewardship of the men and women of the DSC to carry out that mission. Working for wildlife and future generations of outdoorsmen and women. It's the real deal. If you're not a member, you really ought to be. Come see me at bbkoradio.com, and you can learn more about the DSC. Well, hey, let's jump on that Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line right now. Head down to the Texas Hill Country, and my friend Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, is standing by.
Larry, it's a little cool for springtime. This has pushed my crappie back off the bank a little.
You know, it probably has done that. It's probably kind of shut in some of the turkeys gobbling just a little bit. I wish it were this cool in the fall sometimes here in Texas. We've had temperatures in the 40s, and I mean, the days have just been really pleasant and a little windy, but I'll take it because I know what's around the bend come summertime, and I'm going to be wishing we had this kind of weather come June, July, and particularly August and September.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain about it. I was turkey hunting Monday morning, and I was walking around in the woods with an owl hooter in the pitch dark. It was 36 degrees in the pasture, and the north wind was blowing 20 miles an hour. I was about to freeze to death out there trying to call a turkey.
Well, I'll bet there were a lot of gobblers that answered, by golly.
I didn't hear a peep out of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, hey, this COVID-19 deal has affected every facet of life, and it certainly, I know, has affected your work and your recreation as a hunter. A professional hunter, you have to film TV right now for the 2021 season. You've long ago planned trips and hunts for this year that I'm guessing are either canceled, pushed back, or maybes right now. How has this affected your work?
We've got some, of course, my partner in all this, Blake Burnett, was scheduled to go to Africa, and he's had a pushback from that. There's no entry into the areas there. And with me personally, thankfully, most of my hunts are coming up a little bit later in the summer and into the fall. So usually I go to Africa. This is going to be the first year in, gosh almighty, 25 years probably that I hadn't been to Africa. And
wow.
We kind of planned that way. And for me not to go this year, and I was going to try to start concentrating a little bit more here in Texas and kind of in the Southwest on whitetail and mule deer and pronghorn. So far, it has really not affected my hunts all that much. I do have a hunt planned a little bit later on, going back to Spain with some friends come the fall. And right now, that's kind of riding on the bubble to see what kind of restrictions there are later on. But I have to be honest with you and open with you, not that I wouldn't be anyway, but with all this stuff going on, it's affected what we do. But at the same time, from a very personal perspective, I frankly kind of enjoyed spending a little time at home, something that I don't get to do very often for any length of time. So it's been one of those situations where, yes, I've kind of been stuck in the house other than trying to run out. I've got a little place south of here that I can hunt, fish, shoot, and then when I get really strung out here, you know, with cabin fever, I can run down there. But from a personal perspective, it's been kind of nice not traveling all over the country and actually getting to spend a little bit of time at home. I've been doing a little writing, doing a lot of reading, and just kind of catching up and getting some projects done that I wanted to do for a long, long time here at home.
Hopefully this thing is done and settled by fall, and it's not going to be a big issue, and you can go out and enjoy your deer season, enjoy your mule deer hunts, et cetera.
That's kind of what I'm looking forward to. I mean, if you look at past times when we've had things kind of like this, usually as you go into the springtime or into the summer, things start kind of changing a little bit, and I really anticipate that happening. I've talked to several different outfitters that have kind of taken it on the chin as of late. A lot of the international hunts, of course, like we mentioned earlier with going to Africa, have kind of been shut down, and lots of those guys that I've talked to, and both on the hunter side and also on the outfitter or professional hunter side, what they're hoping will happen is that this thing will blow over and they can get back about their business. But some of them have told me they've had a whole lot of cancellations on hunts, but a lot of folks like me and a few others, and hopefully a whole lot more in the future, will just go, well, this is kind of something that we're facing right now. It is going to change. You know, rather than outright cancel the hunt, let's just postpone it to a time when things change a little bit and we can get back to what we're normally doing. Whatever the normal will be in the future will probably be a little bit different from the past, just simply because of, oh, maybe travel is going to get a little bit more interesting, if you will, and getting some of these places and entering some of these places. But my advice from most standpoints, if you have a hunt planned this summer or later this summer or this fall, you know, just keep on planning on going, because and you can always change those things at the last minute if you need to. But I think things are going to get a whole lot better here very shortly, and hope and pray that's the case. And we can kind of get back to where if you get a hunt plan, just by golly, you're going to be able to go do it.
Yeah, by all means, hang on to that thing. These outfitters are more than willing to work with you right now, and it might be a really good time to book the hunt of a lifetime when we start coming out of this thing, because those guys are going to be hungry to get out there and go hunting with somebody, Larry.
There are going to be some really good deals. The other way to look at that is those animals are going to be a year older. Their horns and antlers are going to be a year bigger, and they're going to be a year fatter. So from a hunting and from a food perspective of harvested animals, I think once this thing passes, it's going to be really good. And I really kind of anticipate some of the prices maybe coming down as well, too, and that we've seen kind of in the increases in the last several years. But it's not going to do anything but get better. And to me, too, one of the things that will come back, if you ask me, this has affected me personally here, is the fact that I'm actually getting to spend a little bit more time reading. I'm going back and read books that I've read many, many years ago about hunting and going back and looking at some of the Capstick stuff and, of course, Robert Rourke and even some of the Hemingway and some of the old-time writers. So I've had an opportunity to do that. And then, too, I've had the opportunity to spend a little bit more time writing and working on the podcast that we do and a few projects like that. And those have been fun.
Absolutely. You bet. You bet. I was thinking about you the other day when I read that the governor in Alaska has shut down non-resident bear hunting this spring. That's a bucket list item for a lot of people. I know there were some disappointed folks that couldn't make it. You love to hunt springtime bears, and boy, did you just time things out this year. No Africa in the spring, no Alaska in the spring. You picked the right year.
You know what? You're right. The unfortunate thing is some of those things have been shut down for at least and temporarily until this thing kind of passes, just to try to prevent people from spending too much time, you know, in close proximity, I suppose, with each other. But again, those seasons will open again in the future. And if you've got a hunt book in those areas with those outfitters, I know they'll work with you, you know, going into the future. So please just stay in touch with them, and you know, maybe take a little time and sit down in front of a word processor, if you have one of those, or a computer, and write down some of those stories that you remember that you can pass on to your kids and grandkids in the future.
That's a great idea. Yeah, good time to reflect and reset a little bit. Well, you make your way up here, Larry. We can social distance from the front end of that boat to the back end of that boat, and we'll make sure we set that boat right up close to where the crappie live, all right?
You got a deal. I love it.
Larry, good talking to you. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, look forward to it. You too.
Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, is one of our pros here at BBKO Radio. Calming care, very gently over time, settles the overactive dog. I've got a $5 coupon for you at bbkoradio.com.
I'm Chris McAfee with Skeeter Boats. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
There's a Marksman Firearms store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than 2 decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
I've relied completely on buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my buffalo wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with buffalo wool. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. North Fork Resort Trout Dock in North Fork, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to camp with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Today, while you are enjoying time on the boat or maybe shoot a round of sporting clays, DSC will stand before your elected officials and remind them just how important your rights to hunt, fish, and shoot are. Even if you're not a member of DSC, we fight for you every day. BigGame.org.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, and this is our camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We're sure glad you're here. You know, this time of year, a great many Americans take to the woods hunting for delicious morel mushrooms. Mushroom hunters, extremely popular across North America. So popular that Brad Wildermuth wrote a book about it a few years ago called The Great Morel. I talked to him about it back in 2018.
Brad, welcome to the show. I don't know anything about morel mushrooms other than they just taste great, and I'm here to learn more, Brad.
Well, let's see what we can get going here, Billy.
That sounds good. Brad, the morel mushroom changed my life some years ago. I wasn't a mushroom fan really at all, and then I had morel mushrooms somewhere, and I thought, this is really, really good. And then on a fishing trip in Arkansas not long after that, a buddy said, I'm not fishing today. I'm hunting mushrooms, morel mushrooms. And I thought he was crazy. But it's a big deal. People love to hunt this time of year for morel mushrooms, don't they?
Yeah, it is. It is a big deal. And it's pretty widespread across the U.S. In terms of popularity. I can think of probably at least most of the southern states, clear up through the Midwest states, up into Maine, and then you got the Pacific Northwest as well.
Yeah, so it's widespread. Morels are loved by everybody. Here's step number one in my morel education, Brad. When I reach down to pluck a mushroom, how do I know I'm picking a morel and not something that's going to make me see purple spots spinning around?
I think the very first indication is they simulate or look like a sponge. I mean, for beginners, that's probably the easiest thing. And then there's some great resources, including our website, that can really help you identify them. But there's only like, I believe, 11, 12 maybe edible mushrooms that are out there. And the morel is probably the easiest to identify because of the spongy look to it.
Yeah, and you're right. If folks will go to thegreatmorel.com, the Great Morel, you're going to see plenty of examples, and you're going to get a full education on morel mushrooms. So if I were coming to your house for dinner, Brad, how are you going to serve those morel mushrooms up? You have a favorite?
Hey, I'm an old-fashioned guy. There's probably the classic morel recipe, which is usually just a fried in a cast iron skillet. Some people prefer some breading, and some people don't, but just a slab of butter and medium heat. Some people do crackers. Some people anymore, with the culinary experts that are out there, there is a wide range of what you can do with them. But frying is probably the most common, so.
Yeah, there you go. And like we said before, if you'll visit thegreatmorel.com, you're going to see a lot of examples and all kinds of recipes and great information there. Morel mushroom hunters, it's like people that collect Jeeps. You know, you got the Jeep Club or these different groups around. There's a big world of morel mushroom hunters out there, and they're passionate about it, aren't they?
Oh, they very much are. So, and the seasoned hunters all have theories, some validated and some not. But no matter which mushroom hunter you'll come across, you could be in the woods and, oh, it's too dry today. We need more rain. You know, the May apples aren't up. Got to find these certain type of trees. And lots of people have opinions, and rightfully so. So, but very
yeah, common. There you go. Now, how long does morel mushroom season last? Is it a short period of time every year?
Yeah, typically you'll start to see them pop up in the southern states, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, some Louisiana, in the early part of March. And then they tend to migrate north as the spring kind of heads north. So at least in the eastern states, you know, they'll just kind of move right on up into Tennessee, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and sometimes in Texas as well. And yeah, typically about a 4-week period from the time you find your first one till they tend to go away.
Yeah, it's kind of like spawning crappie or the bass spawn. You know, it's pretty intense when it's here, but it's only a few weeks, so you got to get out there and get after it.
Yeah, and many times we're at the mercy of the weather, and you'll hear a lot of people just complain about the weather. This year's been really unique. The southern states were early, and now the Midwest states of Indiana, Iowa, Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, they all seem to be running a little bit late. So
yeah.
They tend to run in cycles, too. You'll typically find what's called the gray morel variety early on, or blacks. And then you'll go to the cream yellows, what some people call creams or blondes. And then the yellows are typically the bigger ones that come near the end of the season. And when you're finding the yellow ones, you pretty much know that your season's coming to an end.
Oh, okay. See, I'm learning as we go here. I'm becoming a morel expert right before your ears there, Brad. Hey, if you find a morel mushroom, does that mean there's going to be a bunch in that area? You're on to something there, or are they pretty sporadic and you really have to hunt for them?
I think, you know, certain regions really have to hunt for them. Got an email from somebody in North Carolina that claimed that, you know, they used to be from the Midwest, and you really have to hunt for them. Yet there are those in Ohio and Indiana, Pennsylvania that really have to hunt for them, unlike when you get up into Michigan and Wisconsin and Iowa, where they tend to be a lot more plentiful for some reason.
Yeah. You know, bass fishermen, deer hunters, we travel. We'll go across the United States or halfway around the world for a great fishing trip or hunting trip. Do mushroom hunters do that in the spring, too? Will they take all of their vacation in the spring and say, leave Arizona and then go to Georgia and then up to Michigan and kind of follow the morels around? You ever heard of anybody like that?
Yeah, that's not uncommon. Actually, that's probably very common. Some team members of ours wanted to get a jump start, so they went to northern part of Georgia here at the end of March, and they had a little bit of success. But yeah, it's very common. I think people, especially once they get transplanted to other parts of the U.S., if they grew up being mushroom hunters, you'll tend to find that they want to get back home to do it again. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And if folks want to learn more about the morel mushroom, maybe plan a mushroom hunt of your own or get a recipe or whatever, talk to some other mushroom hunters, morel mushroom hunters. It's thegreatmorel.com. Great website, by the way, Brad. You guys have the morel mushroom covered top to bottom.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Hey, the other thing, there's a lot of great clubs out there, especially regional clubs, morel clubs and stuff like that. So if somebody is interested, do a little Google research and see what's going on there. I know up particularly up in Michigan and Wisconsin and stuff, they'll do group hunts and stuff like that and take people out. And
Yeah, you know, we're all familiar with fishing guides. You can get a morel guide, too, I guess.
That's right. Yes, you can. Yeah. And they're out there. I mean, I strongly encourage people who haven't done it before to get your family out there and really make it an event of just getting back in touch with nature.
Yeah, great way to get the family out in the woods. Well, I've enjoyed our conversation, Brad. Thank you so much for sharing the morel info with us today. And, again, great website.
All right, hey, thanks for having me, all right?
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, which is very seldom, I'm thinking about it or dreaming about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. God bless America.
The world has changed. Life has changed. Now, we've seen firsthand how quickly and drastically we can go from everyday ordinary to life and death. There have been times when we all have just wanted to get away. But there was no away. No place to shelter that felt safer and more secure. You know, maybe now is the time to change that. We here at BBKO are teaming up with reliable and trustworthy realtors around the country that specialize in rural property. Did you know that your family can own a private island on international water or a ranch in the rolling Texas Hill Country? Room to spread out, room to breathe. Enjoy these beautiful places now and find a quiet place to rest when needed. Shelter from the storm might just be property for your family. We have more information at bbkoradio.com. At Purina Pro Plan, we know that for a lot of you, your field trial and test season has come to an abrupt and early stop. We feel it as well. But we're all in this together, including our bird dogs. This is an uncertain time, and here at Pro Plan, we're doing everything we can to make sure your dogs will have nutritious ProPlan performance formula in the weeks and months ahead. We're working in our U.S. plants, keeping a safe distance from each other to make the various ProPlan formulas that fuel your champion and continue to provide industry-leading quality and safety checks at every step with every batch. We know that increased demand has led to some empty shelves, and we'll continue working hard to make sure that you can find ProPlan products on shelves and online. And we're sending pet food and support to our shelter partners who are working hard as well. Hey, thanks for choosing ProPlan. We appreciate you.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC. The hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot and the squirrel hunter with this .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Hey, we can't wrap up our morel mushroom hunt without a good recipe from our camp house chef, Master Chef John Bonnell. John, welcome back. Always good to have you, and it is just so heartbreaking to watch what's happening in the restaurant industry these days.
It is an industry that is devastated from coast to coast, and we're all just hoping to see the other side of this hopefully sooner rather than later.
How about your restaurants in the Fort Worth area? Are you guys still able to serve at all?
We're serving curbside. We're doing delivery and curbside, and some of them, we're going to try to limp through this. It's not really a matter of trying to make profits right now. It's a matter of live to fight another day is what's kind of the attitude we're taking here, feeding as many as we can and trying to hang in there and hopefully come out of this with all our employees back and full service once again.
John, tell us where we can come dine with you.
You bet. We've got curbside going from Bonnell's Restaurant and Waters Restaurant. Those are family meals that you pick up at the curb, mask, gloves, the works. We've also got both of our Buffalo Brothers locations open. I just want to encourage everybody out there, no matter where you're listening, support your local independent restaurants. A lot of them are not going to make it through this without you.
There you go. Hey, let's talk about mushrooms. Thousands of people in North America just can't wait for spring to come every year because they go hunting for those morel mushrooms and other favorites. Have you ever been on a mushroom hunt, John?
Oh, I have, and it's one of the greatest things in the world when you can harvest your own. Morels are absolutely the king of mushrooms, and they are incredible. If you don't know what you're doing, don't just go grabbing mushrooms. But if you know, if you've got someone that'll teach you, morels are absolutely the gold of the forest. I mean, when we can find them commercially, they'll go for $30 to $40 a pound.
Wow. Hey, they are so good, either compliments to a steak or even just by themselves. How do we prepare our mushrooms, John? I would think we'd want to be really careful and kind of delicate with them.
You bet. To me, the greatest thing about morels is just their incredible woodsy, earthy flavor. So I don't like to do too much with them. Celebrate what they are and don't go overboard. Once you pick them up and brought them home, make sure you clean them really well. Give them a rinse. They've got lots of holes in them, so look and make sure you get everything out of there if they've got some debris or dirt or anything. Once they're clean, get you a hot saute pan, a little bit of butter, some shallots and garlic, a little fresh thyme. Saute them for about a minute, and that's it. They just need a nice little saute, a couple of little complimentary flavors, and they are amazing by themselves. They go great on top of a steak. Any type of wild game that you've got, morels on the side will hit them perfectly for a pairing. Beautiful flavors.
That is so simple. You can do that over a campfire, out on a spring turkey hunt with guys.
Absolutely. And if you've got really big ones, just slice them into about, quarter inch rings and give them a quick saute. You don't have to cook them to death. You don't have to reduce them down anything. They work really well in a sauce. They work well in a soup. But just really fresh sauteed with a little butter is unbelievable in flavor.
John Bonnell, Master Chef and our Camp House cook here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. If folks want to check you out online, find out where your restaurants are and come see you, John, it's easily done.
You bet. The BonnellsRestaurantGroup.com. It's just BonnellsRestaurantGroup.com, or you can visit any of our Facebook pages. If you look for Bonnell, you'll find us.
Hey, we will do that. Thank you so much, Master Chef John Bonnell, cooking up those delicious morel mushrooms. Well, FLW schedules a lot of tournaments. Right now, they're rescheduling a lot of tournaments. Kathy Fennell, I want to talk to you about that. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me on, Billy. I appreciate the opportunity, and you're exactly right. We're so accustomed to being out in nature that this has been different. This has been a challenge, but at the end of the day, you know, I mean, it's a challenge that we're all going through together, but we'll come out the other side, and we look forward to when that happens and we can get back out and start running events again and get back out there fishing.
You bet. And I want to talk to you a little bit about running events because, boy, everybody from the NBA to Major League Baseball and bass fishing world, everything has come to an abrupt stop. And no one does more on-the-water organized tournament activity than FLW. A lot going on. How in the world do you push these things back, reorganize? How's that going, the planning process?
Well, the good news is we've had plenty of time for planning since we're not out running events. You know, normally this is a year-long process, you know, that we schedule for the following year. And this year we've had 59 events that we've had to postpone and reschedule. But the good news is, you know, we've got a great team. We've got great partners out in different states and a great host that we work with. And so we've got all but about 10 of those already, you know, with new dates that we'll be able to announce soon. So we're excited about that. And as you might imagine, everything that we do, every time we move one event, it's a domino effect. And so our tournament directors and our staff have been working hard to get that all rescheduled so that we can get information out to all the anglers as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's so very hard with these new postponements this week. I think you said that makes 59 events now that have had to be reorganized, rescheduled for FLW. How far does that take us? When is the next scheduled FLW event right now?
Well, our last announcement, we announced postponement of events through May 3rd. Today, going ahead and postponing events through it'll be the May 28th event, which would be, you know, with practice starting that weekend prior. And we're very hopeful that we'll be able to be back and fishing again by then. If not, we'll adjust again, you know. But the May 28th date is what the 59 events will take us through.
This affects all of your circuits. Everybody from college kids all the way through your pros, pro leagues, a lot of people just sitting and waiting for this to move on by us and pass, not only so that we can get back to our schedules, but so that maybe families can stop suffering so much from this horrible virus that's going around the globe. And absolutely, first things first, you guys have to think of your anglers, their families. The families that work at FLW have to think about their safety, and that's what you're doing.
That's exactly right. And it's, as you said, that's what comes first now, but it's always what comes first, always has for us at FLW. And we appreciate so much our FLW family in-house and out the field, all of our anglers and our members and our sponsors, you know, our fans. It's about protecting everyone, doing what's right for everyone. You know, we have states that even, you know, and part of the consideration is there may be some states who say, well, you could have this event. But on the other hand, you have to consider people have to travel, you know, to get there. And so so all those things go into consideration of our decisions.
Yeah, people have to eat. People have to have a place to sleep on the road. Every gas pump is a potential virus carrier. So, yeah, you have to think about all those things. Well, I know it's a headache, but there's a lot of us out here cheering for you and just admiring how you guys roll with the flow, because there is no bigger bass fishing organization on planet Earth than FLW. Kathy, you guys, again, are doing a tremendous job.
Well, we appreciate that, and we love the fact that our sport does allow for, you know, proper social distancing. And so we do feel like that as the reins get loosened a little bit here, then we will, our sport will be one of the first ones to be able to get back and active again. So we're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Kathy Fennell is the Executive Vice President and General Manager of FLW, working long days. Hey, let's take a short break, stretch our legs, and meet right back here in the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Camp House.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's Camp House time at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to this old camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and you are a welcome guest anytime. Thanks. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a formula built specifically for your dog, and it's at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. You'll find Atwoods in Missouri and Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Executive Director of the DSC, my friend Corey Mason, is going to join us this hour and talk about that 2 million plus acres that's just been unlocked and opened for recreation for the American people by the Department of the Interior and the Trump administration. Plus, the Mule Deer Foundation is having an exceptional online auction to replace their spring fundraising banquets. Some great items, and you're invited to participate. Miles Moretti joins me from the Mule Deer Foundation later on. Get comfortable. Make yourself at home. Glad you're here. Depending upon what state you visit, the rules and regulations for fishing or springtime hunting vary. Take Indiana, for example. 2019-2020 annual hunting licenses that were set to expire March 31st may continue to be used to hunt or fish until 11:59 p.m. on May 22nd. That's a two-month extension on your hunting and fishing licenses in Indiana. And in Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly has suspended sales of general non-resident turkey permits effective immediately. Executive order signed this past week. My buddy Kevin's not going to like that. He likes to make a little run to Kansas every spring to hunt turkeys. Non-resident hunters who made their spring turkey purchase prior to the order's effective date can still participate in Kansas spring turkey season. However, hunters traveling from states listed on the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's travel quarantine list must self-quarantine upon arrival for 14 days before you can hunt. Montana Governor Steve Bullock's directive that out-of-state travelers must quarantine for 14 days has been extended. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director Martha Williams has suspended non-resident hunting seasons for spring turkey and black bear until at least April 24. Spring turkey season in Montana began last Saturday, April 11. Spring black bear season began Wednesday, tax day, traditional tax day, April 15. Non-residents who wish to return their Montana license will be issued a refund. Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour Championship is called the Red Crest, and they've got it scheduled. The next one, Grand Lake of the Cherokees in Oklahoma, February 23rd through 27, 2021. The field of the top 30 MLF pros based on points accumulated during the 2020 Bass Pro Tour season, which will resume at some point, will compete for the Red Crest title and top prize of $300,000. In addition to the five-day tournament streamed live, the event will feature an outdoor sports show and River Spirit Expo at Tulsa's Expo Square. A few interesting facts. Edwin Evers won the first ever Bass Pro Tour Red Crest Championship last year in its inaugural year. He also won a Bassmaster Classic a few years ago on this lake, Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Major League Fishing has tried to fish it twice in 2 years, and it hasn't happened yet. Flooding and now COVID-19 has kept them off of Grand Lake in 2019 and 2020 so far.
Multiple Coast Guard law enforcement crews detected and put a stop to three Mexican lancha boat crews engaged in illegal fishing in federal waters off the coast of southern Texas. The Coast Guard brought out the big guns, air support, small boat crew, and a cutter. They stopped the three launches approximately 50 miles north of maritime boundary line water, where a total of 13 launchmen were engaged in illegal fishing, 12 miles of longline gear, illegal fishing equipment, and 2,020 pounds of illegally caught red snapper were seized. Curbside bait and tackle? Are you kidding me? Atlantic County, New Jersey Senate office sent an email to the Recreational Fishing Alliance saying that bait and tackle shops can do curbside pickup during the COVID-19 crisis. The email, purportedly from the governor's office, says that bait and tackle shops, as long as they adhere to strict social distancing policies, can continue to provide angling essentials for curbside delivery on phone orders. Order your red wigglers, pick them up at the drive-thru. 89% of the field trial champions across North America are Purina Pro Plan Performance formula dogs. Pick up the Pro Plan Performance at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. 30% protein, 20% fat. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission is accepting applications for a 2020 Bighorn Sheep Lottery. Application period begins April 20th. That's Monday. And that period ends August 7th. Only Nebraska residents are eligible for the lottery. The 2020 Bighorn Sheep season is December 1 through 22.
Hi, I'm Chris Hurd with Guns and Goodies in Roundup, Montana. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, I think you should buy this nice little over and under right here.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks.
The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdwear Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Coffee's always on, and the conservation, yes, conservation, is always good. Make sure you bring a youngin' or two. Together, let's teach them what heritage and tradition looks like. This is the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Watch the DSC at work. We are on Pursuit Channel with DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon and DSC's Tracks Across Africa on the Outdoor Channel. Yes, we work hard at DSC, but we also like to go hunting from time to time. Join us on the journey. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kender. This is my camp house, and I want to thank you for joining me here. I hope you meet me here every week. And that was Corey Mason, Executive Director of DSC, and he joins me now on that BBKO radio trot line. It's good to have you back always, buddy. Corey, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Billy. Always great to visit.
You bet. We got a pleasant surprise this week. There's so much bad news these days about the economy and about sickness, illness, death in a lot of families. But boy, we got some good news this week, and this will put a smile on an outdoorsman's face because of the Trump administration and the Department of U.S. Secretary of the Interior, Department of the Interior. We have now more than 2 million brand new acres that we can enjoy as citizens of the United States.
We're super excited about it as an organization, as well as an individual hunter. Secretary Bernhardt, Secretary of the Interior, has continued since he's been there within the Interior to look for ways to increase public access for general access for hunting and fishing. And they made a significant move here by providing, like you say, access to a little over 2 million acres, mainly to National Wildlife Refuges, to give public access to their land. And we're very grateful for their really forward-looking actions.
Yeah, 97 national wildlife refuges, 9 national fish hatcheries. This is a big, big deal for outdoorsmen, hunters, fishermen, outdoorsmen. Did Dallas Safari Club have any influence with the secretary on this? I know we're so active in all of these big decisions. Did we petition him or speak to him at all about this?
You know, we do play a really active role in this type of outcome, if you will, as well as many others that happen at this kind of level. We have a very close relationship with both the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, their international capacity, as well as the director of the service and many of their staff, and then up to the Secretary of the Interior, Secretary Bernhardt. We're in routine communications with them and clearly provide constant support and also encourage our members to support. So say, for example, with this particular act that we have essentially recently sent a piece of support out to our membership, asking them to go on to the Federal Register essentially and provide a supportive comment to this to ensure that this moves forward. For the Fish and Wildlife Service to not only see the organization's leadership support, but to also see our members supporting their actions.
Yeah, our voices obviously were heard loud and clear. And this is a big deal, folks, because this rule represents the largest expansion of hunting and fishing opportunities in the history of the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. So it's a big deal, Corey. I'm looking forward to maybe getting out and experiencing some of this new country firsthand in the future.
Yeah, they've done a great job. I mean, this was a big one, and we can look just kind of over our shoulder and see that, you know, not too long ago they provided increased access to a million plus acres as well. And so this administration has really done a lot, particularly under Bernhardt's watch, to provide access. And they've done so incrementally, very smartly. This access will include increased hunting and fishing, as you mentioned. And obviously, any access on federal refuges, national wildlife refuges, will be done so in a beautifully, legal, organized manner based on sustainable use, et cetera. So it will be well managed. And for the public to have access to their land again, it's just a great step forward for DOI.
Yeah, no matter how you vote, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, you have to applaud this. It's wonderful work. Very quickly, before I let you go, the last time we spoke, a lot of our partners around the globe really hurting financially because of hunts canceled, business shut down. Any news on that front? I know everybody's hurting, but a glimmer of hope from anywhere that you've heard?
Yeah, we're continuing to urge members and those that reach out to us to continue. If you have an adventure out there, if it's a fishing trip to Canada in the spring, or if it's a hunt around the world, wherever it might be, to do not cancel those trips, to postpone them if needed, to make sure that your dollars at the end result in conservation on the ground. And there's a number of efforts that are taking place, Billy, to try to support them. It's a great time for sportsmen to activate, be engaged, and try to support those kind of folks and organizations right now that are putting dollars on the front lines of conservation.
This is a Big Billy Kender Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKenderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Hey, it's almost time to make a little run to the coffee pot, but I think we've got just enough time to sight in our deer rifle with Ray Sasser. Ray?
Before you go deer hunting this season, take your rifle to a range just to make sure it's still shooting accurately. Here are six tips that make this chore easier. Number one, fire your first shots at 25 yards. Most modern calibers sighted in to shoot 3/10 or so of an inch low at 25 yards, or about 2.5 inches high at 100 yards. Since most deer hunters sight in a little high at 100 yards, the 25-yard rule of thumb is a good one to remember. Because of image size and ease of precision aiming at short distances, bullet placement is much easier at 25 yards than at 100 yards. Get your windage adjustments where you want them, then move to the 100-yard target to fine-tune the elevation. Number two, use sandbags or even a target shooting cradle to hold the rifle as steadily as possible. This is not a test of your shooting ability. It's a test of a rifle's point of aim and overall accuracy. Remove as much of the human element as possible. Number three, when you fire repeated shots at the same target, it's different to remember the sequence in which the shots were fired. Keep an identical target next to you on the shooting bench. As you fire each shot, locate the bullet strike on the downrange target. With a pen or pencil, locate and number each corresponding bullet strike on your shooting bench target. Logging each shot in sequence makes it easier to determine the effectiveness of scope adjustments. If you flinch and shoot a flyer, it's easier to identify the errant shot's downrange location if previous shots were logged in sequence. Number four, use a high visibility target. Even a 30 caliber bullet doesn't make very big holes in white paper at 100 yards. I like Birchwood Casey's Shoot and See targets. They're expensive but worth the money because they have a fluorescent chartreuse background covered with a flat black coating. When a bullet hits, the coating flakes off approximately twice the size of the bullet hole, leaving a fluorescent halo that's easy to see, even for old eyes. Number 5, use the same ammunition for hunting that you use for sighting in. Not only does the brand of ammunition make a difference in rifle performance, bullet weights and bullet designs within the same brand shoot differently. Number 6, don't leave home for a deer hunt without 40 rounds of your favorite ammunition. You never know when you'll drop a rifle and spend considerable time resighting. I own 3 deer rifles, all in unusual calibers, 260, 280, and 7mm 08. The ammunition is easy enough to find in Dallas or Fort Worth, but not so easy in the rural areas where the deer hunting takes place.
Hi, I'm Ken Darcy with Remington. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
I learned years ago that nobody but nobody can make wild game taste better than my friend Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. I also learned years ago that I need to keep a feral hog in my freezer at all times because Joe works magic with them.
Well, basically you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good and people don't think so, but we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. They take less than 4 minutes to cook them in a microwave, or you can steam them. If you steam them, it's just like you just made them. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, brats, all that kind of stuff.
After your successful hog hunt, it's got to be Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR, wildgameprocessing.com.
Since 2003, Bending Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly 3 decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy at True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake, And our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
That view from the porch is pretty awesome this time of year. Let's sit and visit a while at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Is it important to you to have your voice heard on important conservation matters? Do you look at the anti-hunting, anti-gun ownership people on the news and get frustrated? Why don't you consider joining forces with one of the most powerful, true conservation and pro-shooting sports-minded groups anywhere? DSC welcomes you at biggame.org.
Hey, coming up shortly here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, we're headed for the great state of Utah and the Mule Deer Foundation. We're going to talk to Miles Moretti with the Mule Deer Foundation. All of their banquets this spring have been canceled because of the COVID. Hunker down. Everybody's got to hunker down and don't go out of the hunker down. Stay there. So that means no banquets. But they had all these tremendous auction items. And they're going to give you an opportunity online to bid on those items. Have been, actually, in a brand new phase of auctioning underway now. Brand new. And we're going to talk to Miles about that in a few minutes. Right now, though, let's go to Colliersville, Tennessee. That's where my buddy Mark Copley with Lou's Fishing Products and Strike King Fishing Products hangs out. Mark, good to have you with us, buddy.
Big Billy Kinder, how are you doing?
I'm wishing I had a big plate of Gus's fried chicken in front of me, Mark. That's how I'm doing.
Man, you just sparked a memory in me of I might have to go there for lunch.
Yeah, it's going to be carry out these days, Mark. It's going to be carry out.
It will be. I won't drive to Mason up to the original, but I have to go get some carry out today.
Mark Copley with Strike King and Lose, like me, is a Gus's Fried Chicken aficionado. But we share that passion. We also love to fish. And, Mark, it was a Strike King rage crawl back about 4 years ago on an April day, kind of like this, when I threw that baby up there in that 1 foot of water and caught the biggest bass of my career, my life. 10 pounds, 3 ounces. My only double-digit fish came on a rage crawl from Strike King.
You know, and the crazy thing is that bait still is one of our top sellers. And it just goes to show you that not everything is cyclical and that sometimes when a great bait is created, they just continue a life of their own. And you know, not to say that there's not some other good ones that will go right along with it in the rage category, but yeah, that rage crawl, it's a good one. It's just it's so different from all the other crawls out there on the market.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, when the COVID-19 took off, and I mean just really hammered us here in the United States, and the president said, "Hey, let's all go home and shut down business for a while." And it has really devastated a lot of people financially. How about the fishing industry? I'm curious about that, Mark, because we're at the peak of fishing time right now in the U.S., and boy, there's a big economic downturn. Have you seen that some in the fishing industry at Lew's and Strike King?
There is, and that's, you know, it's what's really strange about it. There has been an uptick in people wanting to go out and fish. But the flip side of that is I think a lot of people are using what they already have. You don't see them rushing to the store and buy, you know, they're still buying the things that they need when they run out of. But it's, you know, it's a hard time on all of us economically. It's one of those things that we have to be so careful, because the last thing you want to do is go out and just act like it's nothing, because we know it is something. So we've got to be smart, but it definitely it has had an impact on the world. You know, luckily for us at Lew's and Strike King, we're still out there. Our distribution center is still open, although be it at a little smaller scale, just trying to stay safe. But we're still shipping. And we're still trying to create content on the marketing side to teach people how to fish and teach them about all the different lures and everything and the rods and reels that we have. But, there is definitely going to be, you know, when this is all said and done, people will have looked at it and go, well, I'm glad we survived it, hopefully. That there is definitely, you know, a tick on our, that's probably a nice way of saying it, on the economic side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, back, I guess it was 2008, we had a huge hit financially in this country, big economic downturn, and it seemed like the hunting and fishing industries kind of fared better than most other parts of business because people kind of clung to that. It was an escape for them. This time it's a little bit of a different wrinkle because we've got an economic downturn, but we also have all of our government, local, state, and federal saying, hey, stay home, don't go run around. So I think people are maybe not fishing as much.
I would tend to agree with that there. And a lot of it has been caused there are several states and areas throughout the country where they have basically shut down fishing. They've closed the ramps. Some areas are telling you can't even be out on the water. There's some areas where I've heard you can be on the water, but you can't be in a motorized boat. And I've never really understood that one.
Yeah.
I mean, a boat's a boat to me. So there are some things that are in play right now that are kind of keeping some people from being it. But, God, if you think back, you know, what better way to be, and whoever thought that this would become a term, but socially distant, but then to be out fishing because there's usually one guy in the front, one guy in the back, and you're talking about 20 feet of social distance there because a lot of these guys are running 21-foot boats. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and there are things going on that just, you know, that are keeping people from getting out on the water, and I hate to see that.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. Mark,
absolutely.
I know that when I watch Strike King Fish Hard and those popular shows that you guys have on the Outdoor Channel, Sportsman, all those outdoor channels, hunting and fishing channels, I see you out on those shows, quote, working. You know, you're working on catching walleye, you're working on catching smallmouth bass. I'm just making sure that you're holding up under the pressure, okay? All that fishing, that's a lot of work, Mark.
Let me tell you, the pressure is immense. Is A, you have to look good on camera, which for me, that's really hard to do. B, you have to, you know, actually... If you don't know what you're doing, look like you know what you're doing. No, let me tell you, I'm very blessed to work where I work and in the industry that we all love. It is definitely a blessing. And you'll never see though is you'll never see me actually leading the show. I'm the follower. I'm there to learn because we've got the greatest pros in the business on our side, whether it be our walleye guys or our crappie guys.
Before we go, if folks want to shop online for any of your Lose products or Strike King products, there's not a shortage. You guys have not stopped producing. They can go online and pick up just about anything they want.
Absolutely. Go check us out at Lose.com or at StrikeKing.com for all the great products we have. We're in the process of hopefully soon having a direct-to-consumer where they can purchase the via our website. But also there's companies like Tackle Warehouse that carries 99% of our stuff of both the Lose and the Strike King side, and Land Big Fish. And, you know, I don't want to leave anybody out there a lot, but those are some of the ones that come to mind. So lots of places that you can purchase online. Please check out your local dealer or big box. You know, we've been very blessed to be able to have our product in a lot of stores across our great country.
From Collierville, Tennessee, that is my friend Mark Copley with Strike King and Lose. We're headed for Utah and the Mule Deer Foundation when we come back.
Hey, everybody, it's professional angler Mark Davis. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges, and drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, M-A-N-U-F. com. There's a Marksman Firearms store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range and big 3.5-inch turkey loads too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, get back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantel can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. Yeah, and I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
There are plenty of fish in the creek behind the camp house. Feel free to take a rod down from the wall and catch a few. We want you to feel at home in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
When a young lady takes her first doe and feeds her family with it, or a teenage boy smiles about his catch of crappie, they probably don't think of us at DSC, but we're there. Conserving, preserving, and teaching. We are the DSC. Big Game.
Contact info, here we go. Phone number 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. The website, bbkoradio.com. Real easy to drop us a note. Upload a photo from your latest fishing trip, hunting trip, backyard excursion with the kids, mushroom hunt, whatever you've been doing. We want to see pictures and put them on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. And, hey, if you would, please give us a like on Facebook, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors on Facebook. And that'll give you bonus opportunities to enter and win cool outdoor gear and trips when we give them away. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, no matter the age, the lifestyle, or the physical condition. Pick out the Pro Plan formula that's perfect for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. A lot of you guys already know Miles Moretti, I bet, but if not, let me introduce you to him. Miles is the president and CEO of the Mule Deer Foundation, and I've got him on the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot Line right now, working from his home in Salt Lake City, Utah. Miles, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
You know, I would much rather get together and shake your hand personally at a Mule Deer Foundation fundraiser, but unfortunately, that just can't happen this year. We're having to work under a new set of rules.
Yeah, we're normally right in the heart of our banquet season and having multi-events every weekend. And yeah, it's kind of different.
Little bit different. We're all stuck within our four walls and dreaming of wild places. But, hey, we can change all of that virtually. We can have a virtual banquet, and you guys are kind of doing that at the Mule Deer Foundation. You've had some tremendous auctions online over the past several days, and you are this weekend as well. Tell us a little bit about what's going on online.
Well, since we couldn't have banquets and we decided that we would try to go online with our conservation permits and see how we did doing this. It's the first time we've ever put them online for our local banquets. Normally we do it for the Western Hunting and Conservation Expo, which is our big convention in Salt Lake City every February. And so far we've had two sessions that have been very successful, and we have one more session to go. So that's what we'll talk a little bit about later.
Yeah, and that is underway right now. I want to talk a little bit about the Mule Deer Foundation and introduce you to folks that might not know you. But before we do that, give us the website so people can go and start kind of perusing a few items while we visit.
OnlineHuntingAuctions.com. And it's the same one that most of the groups, If everybody's familiar with Dallas Safari, SCI, Wild Sheep, we all use pretty much the same one. So a lot of people will be familiar with it.
You bet. Okay, very good. Let's talk about the Mule Deer Foundation and the fine work that you guys do year in and year out. For folks that are listening, what is the Mule Deer Foundation?
Well, we're a 501c3 wildlife conservation organization, and we've been around since 1988. We focus mostly on mule deer and black-tail deer and their habitat. And our headquarters are in Salt Lake City, Utah, but we have members all over the country because people love to come to the West and hunt mule deer.
Absolutely, they do. And because of the Mule Deer Foundation, not only the mule deer, but all other critters also benefit from the work that you guys do out there. And we also talk to a lot of folks every week by satellite radio that don't have a negative opinion of hunting, don't have a positive opinion of hunting, just don't know a lot about it, and might not understand that hunting is conservation. And I love to explain that to people. I bet you do too.
Yeah, you know, I just tell people that, you know, we love all wildlife, and we do what we can to help improve wildlife populations, no matter what they are. But, you know, if you can't have conservation without hunting. And hunters across America do a lot to ensure that there's, you know, huntable wildlife populations. And also, when we do habitat improvement, it helps all wildlife. If you're just a bird watcher or whatever you like to do, you know, everybody's benefiting.
You bet they are. All right, now, online auction number 3. I know there are some real gems in there. What are a few items that folks are going to be able to bid on online that just really stick out to you as pretty cool stuff, Miles?
Well, we have elk, antelope, and pronghorn, and deer, mule deer. One of the on this session 3 we're having, we have one of the Pensacogue mule deer hunts, and they are right now one of the premier world class mule deer units in any state in the country, and they had a phenomenal year last year, and we expect another phenomenal year this year. We have elk permits from several elk units in the state of Utah, and Utah is getting a reputation for 400 class bull elk and just having some amazing elk hunting experiences. As you may know, the world record elk comes out of central Utah, and we just auctioned on our session 2 a hunt on the Monroe unit where spider bull came from. So
wow,
spectacular hunting opportunities in this state.
Yeah, and some tags that you can't just go get in line at Walmart and buy. These things are harder to find than toilet paper, folks. And you want to get in on this, and you can do that right now with this incredible Mule Deer Foundation auction. Tell us a little bit more about the auction, Miles.
Well, these are all Utah tags that we're doing right now. We have a California hunt and a Wyoming hunt on earlier ones, but these are all Utah hunts, and they're all what they call conservation permits. And the funds that we raise, 90% of that goes back to the state of Utah for habitat work and management. So this is a good way for people to give back to conservation. And so in the last couple of years, with the tags that we've had in Utah, we've been able to turn back almost $1 million back to the state of Utah every year, which is just incredible.
Phenomenal. Just great work and good people working hard, hunters working hard for the future of wildlife and wild places. Give us the web address one more time, Miles, so that we can get in line and start our bidding.
OnlineHuntingAuctions.com.
Very good. Miles, a pleasure to speak with you, and have a great auction.
Hey, you too, and we appreciate it. Take care.
Yes, sir. Miles Moretti, President and CEO of the Mule Deer Foundation. If you have bird dogs or hard-working dogs, ProPlan Performance Formula is exactly what you need. 30% protein and 20% fat. It's a hot fuel, but you feed it year-round. Just cut back the amount that you feed in the summertime. Purina ProPlan Performance Formula. The number one choice of field trial champions, hands down.
across North America. Well, hey, we're all out of time. I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together today. I know you're tired of sitting inside, but if that's what you need to do, then golly, that's what you got to do. Just be patient. This too will pass. And hey, if you don't have a church home, I'd like to invite you to join us at our church online this Sunday. It's Cornerstone Bible Church out of Roanoke, Texas. We're a small Bible church, non-denominational. We just teach and learn the Bible. Nothing more, nothing less. Services will start at 10:15 Sunday morning, Central Time. And we'll have the link for you on our website at bbkoradio.com. Join me right here next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.